run field 35 minutes in that Washington game, that 42.5 Sunday. How do you feel like they held up just with their the conditioning aspect of it and just having to be out there that long, the mental aspect of it? How do you, what kind of challenge is that to your group?
I tell you what, I thought they held up outstanding. When you watch the fourth quarter of that game, and we just got done watching the clip as a group, you couldn't tell if it was the third play or the 77th play as far as playing the run and not getting knocked back and effort to the ball and finish. There's a clip of Trent Cole running across the field to get the Kaepernick out of bounds. I think it was 71st play. I think the 75th play was one of Cedric Thornton busting through a double team and making a tackle for loss. So us being on the field is a product. It's the defense on the field with opposing offense. And we have to get ourselves off the field. If we go a bunch of three and outs, it's not a long day. It's not that many reps. When we get drives extended through mistakes of our own or penalties, we're on the field longer. So the defense on the field and the conditioning we're in, I still believe it's elite conditioning. When I watch the fourth quarter and the way we play and finish, that's there. What we have to do is break down and get rid of the mistakes, get rid of the penalties that extend downs. And that's where, you know, us getting us off the field lies.
Bill, the pass rush we saw on Sunday, obviously it was more than sacks came, but it was more than sacks. You had Kaepernick moving around a lot in the pocket. Is that ideally what you want to see out of a 3-4 pass rush? And that with the linebackers would seem like were the ones that were generating the pressure. Is that what were the D linemen doing in terms of freeing up those guys?
I tell you what, I think both. I saw a lot of D linemen flushing them too. Now it depends. Now if you're talking about the third down, it was a lot the outside backers, but that, they're rushing as a group better every week. That aspect of it. Understanding there's a four-man rush, what all four are responsible for, how they fit with the other rushers. I think as a group, we really rushed, you know, better. He still got out and made his plays. We put a spy on him almost every third down and every instance we could. A couple times, I just don't want to spy every play. I want to get a little bit more rush. So you rush a little bit more, and a couple of those I didn't spy him, he got out on us. So when you face a quarterback like that, the pass rush is a very delicate thing. Do you slow down the rush and keep him in the pocket, or do you let him rip and get him out of the pocket, but then you give him an opportunity to make plays? So I thought our guys are doing, they're doing a better and better job of rushing as a group, and I think there were six sacks out there, five or six, and one or two got called back on penalty. So
did Connor get sent more than he has?
That's the opposite. I actually spied him more, and I was looking for more of the four- or five-man rush, but a lot of times I actually spied him, and he did still had production. So that's one of the things where you get Connor Barwin is such a selfless guy that he is, I don't know how many times I call a spy, I know that's one less rush he gets. And he does it without thought. He does it, and he makes other guys get free. He fakes like he's coming so well that other guys get one-on-ones, and then he's off into the spy. So it was actually the opposite in that game.
The Gore touchdown. It's Chip suggested yesterday that some, you know, I think Marcus didn't plaster himself to Gore.
Correct.
Can you take us through that play and what Marcus is kind of supposed to do there?
Well, when we say plaster is when you're in a zone coverage and everybody has a zone on the field and a quarterback gets out of the pocket and extends the play. So everybody has their coverage responsibility. Then the quarterback extends the play. Now we say plaster a man. That zone turns into man. Find the nearest guy to you, deep to short, and own them for the rest of the down. So our zone turned into man when they scrambled. All that happened, and again, we put an outside backer at the inside backer role. The eyes are the last thing. As soon as you can get the eyes to get trained, Marcus started the down fine. The scramble happened. He left and just took off running to where he thought the quarterback was running. We had nobody to cover Frank, and that just leaked out of the coverage. He blocked and then leaked out, and then our whole defense was on one half of the field, and nobody but Frank Gore was on the other. So then everybody had to pursue. We had Earl Wolf coming over there. We'd like to see Earl get that tackle down and let us play again at the 20. He missed it. It got him for a touchdown.
Is that a particular challenge for him, not just because he's a rookie, but because most of his college career was go get the quarterback, and it's not necessarily instinctual for him?
Well, even if he was an outside backer and had the same flat responsibility or hook curl responsibility, he would have had the same thing. So the fact that we moved him inside just took his eyes into a different place. And he'll be fine.
You spoke a minute ago about the penalties. The penalties taking away sacks. Mm-hmm. One key one was on the third down Trent Cole sack where Kerry Williams was called for the hold on Stevie Johnson. Right. What did you see there when you watched it? It looked like he got his hand up, but did he really grab him?
You know, that was a close one, Les, but there were penalties, one thing I know, and that one you can go either way with. It really, but there were some other plays, the calls that went our way, that you could go either way with too. So really when I look at penalties, and even ones that happened that really hurt late in the game, I know at the end of the season it all evens out. Sometimes they don't even out in the game, but it does even out. The officials are trying to get it right, and sometimes it doesn't go your way. It still doesn't take away from the fact that we've got to make the rest of the plays happen. So whether we agree or not, I think it can go either way. There's a couple that they called against them that I thought, well, you know, we got one there.
And they did call against them, the offensive pass interference, where you had a choice to take the 4th and 3 yep. or the 3rd and 13. Are you part of that decision-making process?
I was, absolutely, absolutely. Well, they've got a great kicker that already kicked a long one, right? And they were in a field goal range that he could make, all right? So you say, okay, if you take the penalty, we have to replay 3rd down. It's an aggressive move, but we back them up now to the 35, where it's a longer one now, and it's iffy. And I chose to go with a blitz to try to get a sack, a quick throw, or an incomplete to either make it out of field goal range where they don't even get their 3, or we make it still that long field goal. When I went with a blitz, he had a better call than I did. I really will put that on myself. He did the quarterback sweep outside of the blitz. They cracked down, collapsed the side. We had one guy to make a tackle. It didn't make it. They got the 1st down. Aggressive move on our part, but that's the way we're gonna play this season out. And we really did think we could make it not even a 3-point, you know, to take the field goal away. Now, it ended up being a shorter field goal. We held them from the touchdown. So whether we declined the penalty and they got their 3 there, or we played a couple more downs and they got the other 3, the thought process was, let's go after this thing, keep it a 3-point game, and go for it. And we came up short on that 4th down. But it still was, or the 3rd down, it still was, in my mind, a move we would make again. It's an aggressive, attacking move that we collectively decided to do, and we're fine with it.
How did you guys think in terms of setting the edge on?
That was our problem. The run game did not get us down the middle. We had a lot of the inside run game was not an issue. It was force, crack, replace, the edge of our defense. We gave up 6 big plays again this week. We've got to eliminate that. Our 6 big plays are 20 or more, plus the 4 penalties that gave them 1st downs, are what we have to eliminate. It's a consistency is our main issue defensively right now. We are so far ahead of where we were a year ago, but these big plays weren't hitting us as much. So we've got to make sure, and we talked about the details, and we corrected and thoroughly went over everything, and we can get these big plays off of us and be more disciplined with the penalties. The defense will grow the way we want it to grow.
After you took that penalty, back him up. It was 3rd and 13, and then Kaepernick swept the left edge.
Yep.
What happened on that play? What was the responsibility there?
Well, we had an all-out blitz. So I really was blitzing the middle, all right, and I had contained, but they cracked the outside guys, and they got outside of it. So it was really a play where we leave you one guy, and actually had a blocker for him. So it was a better call than I had. I really don't have a player to say, hey, boy, I wish he would have played this part of it better. Trent Cole damn near got it. He went way upfield, but the Kaepernick got outside of him, and they had a better play than we had.
At what point is this?
Chip says that he has no concern about time of possession. But you know, your defense has been on the field longer than anybody. Do you at any point have a conversation with Chip about, hey, we have to find a way to get my guys off the field a little bit more, because in the long haul here, it's going to wear on your guys?
Never have that conversation. Because, again, their offense is on the field with our defense. Nobody can help our defense get off the field but us. So long extended drives are nobody's fault but ours. If we put a bunch of 3 and outs up there, we aren't on the field for that many snaps. So really the penalties and the other things I'm talking about, the missed assignments or the plays that go big, that's us getting us off the field. We can be a better defense by being a more consistent defense. But play time, again, there's not an offensive player or nobody else but us are responsible for getting us off the field. And we are very well aware of the number of snaps we have so far. And we've got to make sure we do a better job of getting that down.
How do you think the corners played in this past game?
At times they played real well. I like the whole team. I think we're inconsistent right now. And we've got to get consistency at all positions. I can't say one position, corner, safety, inside, outside, D-line, played a complete game, and I can't say anybody played poorly or outstanding. It was just the consistency is what we need to get.
At one point in the base, you had Fletcher on the sideline and Carroll on the field.
Right.
Is that a direction you'll be doing? Is that something you'll be doing more?
We were getting a rotation going. And actually, the next guy was for Carey. But then Nolan and Boyk got hurt. So we were in a situation early in that game. We had a rotation that was going like we've planned from day one. We haven't got to it every game. They take on their own life. But we were going to that move, and then Nolan went down, and Boykin went down. So now our nickel and dime were in jeopardy, those packages. So then we said, okay, leave the corners back in. Let's let these guys get through their injuries, and let's just play ball as is.
So we'll see Nolan subbing in for
you. You will see a rotation going on like we've had planned the whole time. It's just, when can I activate it? When can I get it going? Like I said early on, every safety, corner, inside backer, outside backer, D-line, we have a rotation plan. Some get activated quicker than others. Some games you'll see a lot of it. We almost had it this game. Carey was actually on the sideline ready for Nolan to go in and take that series, but Nolan's down. Carey's back in, and we go from there.
Malcolm Jenkins has had interceptions each of the last three games. Has he been even better than what you guys thought when you got him?
He's been, I'll say yes to that. I mean, we were expecting a lot from him. We really liked what we saw on tape. He wasn't everyone's pick, but he definitely was our number one guy that we were going after for what he fit and how he fit us. And he's lived up and beyond our expectations.
How does he fit so well? Like, what is he able to do then?
Well, he's a quarterback of our defense, a highly intelligent football player, a willing tackler. He can cover a slot receiver man-to-man. He went down and played the nickel when Boyk was hurt and did a great job of it.
Bill, what do you see when you look at the Rams' offense? They don't have any big names in the skill position players.
It's a highly efficient offense. And Davis, the quarterback that's been in, and Sean Hill, who I was with earlier in my career, they're very decisive with where they want to go with the ball. They're very accurate, both of them. Davis is getting better and better as he goes, the films I've watched to this point. But it's a quick, rhythmic, accurate, timing, passing game that they're moving the sticks with, and they've got some running backs that hit the hole hard, and they're right up. They're downhill runners. They're quick. They take exactly what you give them. They don't get greedy. It's really a high efficient offense.
Have they changed with Bradford out? Have they had to change your offense?
Well, I haven't studied him in a while. Bradford's been in and out, so I think it's Schottenheimer's offense that run, and I think Bradford would run a similar one if he were in.
Prepare for both Hill and Davis this week?
Yes, but luckily they're identical players. One's a little younger, one's a little older, one's got more experience, one's got less. But when you look at their skill set, they're very similar quarterback skill sets.
I said Thornton and Bo Allen were active on Sunday. What did you see out of those two guys?
They both had very good games. They really were technique sound. They were strong in there. That's a big physical offensive line. And I really like, when you watch every snap of that tape, I love the way our defensive line held up to their big physical offensive line. Like I said, it wasn't inside runs that were getting us. You know, it was quarterback runs and outside runs that we've got to get fixed. So I was very excited about the play of the D-line in the interior against a real physical offensive line.
You mentioned, you know, the quick hit passing game that the Rams have and the downhill running. Is that sort of similar to the scheme of the Redskins, would you say?
It is similar. So it will be probably the film that they'll watch the most, and a film that we will have to make sure that we've got the issues that we had in the Redskins' high-efficiency passing game fixed. And I think we do. I think we did as that game went on. It was just a matter of, again, back to the Redskins, there was a bunch of third and twos and third and threes. But we got to be ready for that. Well, good. All right. Thanks, guys.